Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem, welcome back to today's Daf Yomi, which is Rosh Hashanah Lamed Beis. We begin at the Mishnah, right on top of the Amud. Now, typically, the Shemoneh Esrei, which we daven on Shabbos or Yom Tov, contains seven brachos. The first set of three brachos, Avos, Gvurois, Kedushas Hashem, Avos because it mentions the Avos. Gvurois begins Ata Gibur Le'olam Hashem, describing Hashem's power, followed by Ata Kadosh, which is called Kedushas Hashem, relating to Hashem's Kedusha. The fourth bracha is Kedushas Hayom, which describes the specific Kedusha of that particular day, whether it's Shabbos or Yom Tov. Then we conclude with a last set of three brachos, Avoida, asking Hashem to accept our tefillos, to restore the karbanos, Hayda'a, Moedim Menachno Lach, and we conclude with Bichas Koinim, Sim Shalem, Tilam Avarech, as Amma Yisrael Ba Shalem. However, on Rosh Hashanah, you must add some more brachos, because we say psukim of brachos of malchios, zichroinus and shofaris, describing Hashem's malchus, evoking the memory, zikaron of Yisrael to Hashem, and shofaris, describing the blowing of the shofar pertaining to Matan Torah, etc. How many brachos do we have on Rosh Hashanah? Instead of seven, it turns into nine. In what order? We have a machlekes, says the Mishnah. Say the brachos. What is the order of the brachos, which are said in a Shemoneh Esrei on Rosh Hashanah? Oymer, he begins with Avos, Ugvurois, Ukdushas Hashem, the standard set, the first three brachos, describing the Avos, followed by Ata Gibor, followed by Ata Kadosh. V'koyleil Malchios Imen. The psukim of Malchios don't get their own bracha. He includes those psukim with these brachos. He basically includes it in the third bracha, Kedushas Hashem. Ve'ena Tekeya doesn't have a tekiya there. So according to this shita, which is going to be Rabban Yochanan ben Nuri, he holds that Malchus relates to Kedushas Hashem. It relates to Hashem's Malchus, Hashem's Kedusha, and therefore goes into the same bracha. So it's Ata Kodesh, and then we have the psukim of Malchus. We conclude with the words HaMelech HaKadosh. Interesting that HaMelech describes Hashem's interaction with us as a king with his nation, and Kadosh denotes his separation. In fact, he's much higher than us. So both aspects of Hashem's description is included in this bracha. Ve'ne tekeh, without any tekeh, because he doesn't want to separate the tekeh of Malchus from the other tekeh of Zichroinos v'Shofaris. That's why we leave the tekeh alone at this point. And we're going to have the tekiahs coming up soon, closer to the other tekiahs, with less of a separation. So again, he did Avos, Gvurois, Kedushas Hashem, wrapping together with Malchus. And then he continues, Kedushas Hayyim, that's the fourth bracha, describing the Kedusha of that particular day, Rosh Hashanah, V'toikeya. When he concludes that bracha, he does the tekiahs. There's going to be three sets of tekiahs. This is the first set of tekiahs. He proceeds to Zichroinos, the bracha and the psukim of Zichroinos, concludes the bracha, Vitaikeya does his second set of tekiahs. And finally, Shofaris Vitaikeya does the bracha relating to Shofaris with the psukim of Shofaris, concludes that bracha with a set of tekiahs. How does he complete the Shemoneh Esrei? With the last set of three brachas, Vayimer Avoida, that's Ritzei, Vayidah, Moedim, Ubichas Kainim, all the way to Mavarech, Asama Yisrael Bashalim. Whose sheet is this? Divrei Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. So what does he say? Number one, Malchus doesn't get its own bracha. He wraps it together with Kedushas Hashem. Number two, there is no tekiah by Malchus. Rather, the tekiahs are pretty much in close proximity to each other. One is in Kedushas Hayyim, which is bracha number four. The next one is in Zichroinus, bracha number five, and followed by the one in Shofaris, bracha number six. Amar lo Rabbi Akiva, im eino tekiah l'malchus. If he's not going to apply tekiahs by Malchus, lamahu masker, why at all is he mentioning the psukim of Malchus? And the Gemara will explain his kash. Ella, rather, he disagrees. He disagrees on both accounts. You don't join Malchus together with Kedushas Hashem, neither do you ignore the tekiahs by Malchus. Malchus deserves tekiahs, just like Zichroinus and Shofaris. Ella, rather, Oimer Avos Ugvurois Kedushas Hashem. You begin with the standard set, Avos Gvurois Kedushas Hashem, and then you proceed to Kedushas Hayoim. The Koilel Malchios Im Kedushas Hayoim. He includes the Pesukim of Malchios in that bracha of Kedushas Hayoim. When he concludes, he does his first set of Tkiyos V'Toykeya. So Rabbi Akiva disagrees on both accounts. Firstly, Malchios is inserted in bracha 4. Next to Zichronis v'Shoifres, and deserves its tkiyos. Continues with Zichronis v'Tekeya, and Shoifres v'Tekeya. And then finishes the Shemini Esrei v'Omer, Avoida, that's Ritzei, v'Hoida, that's Moedim, u'Birchas Kohenim. Says the Gemara, we had Rabbi Kiva speaking to Rabbi Yechon. Amar le Rabbi Kiva, v'meinu tekeya l'malchus, l'mu masker. If there's no tkiyos by Malchus, why at all mention the psukim of Malchus? That's a quote from the Mishnah. Asks the Gemara, Lama hu masker? You mean to ask, why is he mentioning the Pesukim of Malchus? Rachmana Amar Itkar. Torah says he meant to mention them. Just because there's no Tkiyas, you just ignore it? Ela Lama Eser Lemetesha. He meant to ask like this. If you're going to differentiate between Malchus, where there won't be any Tkiyas, as opposed to Zechronis and Shafers, which will have Tkiyas, then you don't have to fulfill a full Malchus. You don't have to compare Malchus to the other ones, which need 10 psukim each. Lama Eser, why do you have to have 10 psukim? Lema Teisha, you can downgrade it to 9. You don't have to have a complete set. In any case, it's different than the other ones. The Hoyel V'Ishtini, once it's different, Ishtini. Differentiate all the way. Set it apart, perhaps to show that it's different. To highlight its difference, that it doesn't get its own bracha. You don't need a full set. 9 is enough. 10 is a full, complete, comprehensive number. That's only if it gets its own real bracha, but if it's just incorporated in another bracha, it doesn't get 10, it should get 9. That should be enough. And we don't find a response to this question. So in any case, we have two shitas regarding Malchus. According to Rabbi Yechim and Nuri, it's included in the third bracha of Kedushas HaShem, without any tkiyos. According to Rabbi Kiva, Malchus is incorporated in, is included in bracha 4, Kedushas HaYoim, and gets tkiyos. Tanu Rabbanu, we learned in a brayse. Menayin she'imrim aveis. Where do we find that you meant to start your Shemini Esrei with a bracha called aveis, or mentioning the aveis? She'nemar havo la'Hashem b'nei ilim. Be masked to Hashem, mentioned to Hashem, b'nei ilim. And we learn that ilim are the powerful ones, our aveis, the ancestors. So mention that to Hashem. What about Atagibur? Shenamar Hovul Hashem Kavod Vayis. Attribute power to Hashem. Umanayin She'omrim Kedushos. What about Atakadosh? Shenamar Hovul Hashem Kavod Shemoi. Hishtachval Hashem Adras Kodesh. Attribute Kedusha to Hashem as well. Umanayin She'omrim Malchus. It would seem like Kedushos is including Kedushos Hashem and Kedushos Hashem. Umanayin she'omrim Malchus Zichronis v'Shoifres. Where's the source for Malchus Zichronis v'Shoifres? Reb Lezer Omer Dechsev. The pasuk says, Shabbosoin Zichron Truah Mikro Kodesh. And we learn from here, Shabbosoin Zekdusha Sayyim. You meant to relate the Kedusha. Make a bracha describing the Kedusha of Yom Tov. Zichron Elu Zichronis. The bracha, mentioning those psukim of zikaron to Hashem. Hashem remembers our true essence, zikaron of Yisrael, l'toiva to Hashem. The word true on the pasuk is referring to the shofars, elu shofars. The words mikra kodesh are coming to tell you, refrain from malacha on that day. Katsheyu ba'asiyas malacha. Be mekadesh yamtiv by stopping malacha. So according to Rabbi Lezer, we have everything in the psukim. Of its gvuros, kedushas Hashem, kedushas hayayim. Malchus, Zichronis, and Shofars. We conclude with Mikra Ekeidesh, Katsheyu Basiyas Malacha, refrain from Malacha. Amar Rabbi Akiva, why don't you switch the order of the Drasha? You see, the Pasuk begins with Shabbos and Zichronis Trua, Mikra Ekeidesh. What's the first thing that concerns us? You have to observe Yom Tov, you have to stop Malacha. Amar Rabbi Akiva, Mipnei Maloi Neymar, why shouldn't we darshan a bit differently? Say as follows, that the word Shabbosim is Shvoi, it's referring to refraining from Malacha. Shvoi Basach HaKosav Tchilas, the first thing mentioned in the Pasuk, we assume as the first thing that needs to be addressed. Observe Yom Tov. Turn it into a Yom Tov. Stop Malacha. Elo says a Rekiva, rather, let's switch around the drashas. Indeed, the word Shabbosan, which is the first in the Pasuk there, is coming to Talukat Sheyu Vasiyas Malacha. Be Shabbos. Be Mekadosh a day by refraining from Malacha and live a higher spiritual existence. Then we have Zikorin Truah, Zichron Elo Zichronis, Truah Elo Shafers. The words Mikra Kodesh is coming to tell you Zu Kedusha Sayyim. You meant to make a bracha in celebration of that Kedusha. So you just switched around two drushes. The same results, but just in a different order. Continues the Gemara. Menayin She'im Malchis. How do we know that we're meant to say Malchis? So this is another drasha, another source for the concept of Malchis. Actually, we didn't have it yet, right? We discussed the source for Zechroinus, right? Zechroin and Shofar is from the word Truah. What about Malchis? Menayin She'im Malchis. Where's the source for that? Tanya. Rabbi Eimer, Ani Hashem Alekechem, Hu B'Chodesh HaShvi. If you look in the Pesukim, one pasuk ends with the words Ani Hashem Alekechem. And then, right nearby we have B'Chodesh HaShvi, Zichron Truah, referring to Rosh Hashanah. So the words Ani Hashem Alekechem represents Hashem's Malchus. Rashi says, it's a Lashon of Ani Adoin Lachem, I'm your master. So this is the drasha that we're meant to refer to that mastership, to Hashem's Malchus, on B'chodesh HaShvi, on Rosh Hashanah, which is the first of the seventh month. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ein Tzorach, you don't need that drasha. How are you, Omer? Take a look at the pasuk on Rosh Hashanah, which says, V'hoi Lachem. Actually, this is the pasuk describing all Yamim Tovim. You want to blow the chatzotris, and that blowing will create a zikaron. V'hoi lechem lezikaron lefnei lekechem. It's going to bring about a zikaron. Hashem is going to evoke your good memory, your good essence in front of Him. And the pasuk continues with the words Ani Hashem lekechem. She'en tam leimar Ani Hashem lekechem. Why is the pasuk there while describing the blowing of the trumpets throughout the Yamim Tovim, have to end up with the words Ani Hashem Alekechem. Uma Tamalaymar Ani Hashem Alekechem. What are those three words teaching us? Oh, Zebonav. This is coming to teach you a lesson. To provide a precedent. L'chol Mokim Shinemar by Zichroinus. Whenever we have a concept of Zichroinus, such as by Rosh Hashanah, which we already learned from the previous pasuk Zichroin Truah, so Zechronis go together with Malchus. You, Malchus Imoyen. The fact that the Pasuk speaks about blowing the Chatzotris, which will create a Zikaron Lefnei Hashem, and the Pasuk includes Ani Hashem Lekechem, which is a Lashon of Malchus, as we mentioned, we learn the connection, the relation between Zikaron and Malchus, and therefore, let's go over to Rosh Hashanah, where we already learned that Zechronis are recited. So Zechronis don't stand alone, they go together with Malchus, that we are remembered before Hashem as our Melech. So, according to Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda, this is the Makar from Malchus. So we have everything worked out. Malchus, Zichronis, and Shofars. What about the order of the Pesukim, of the Brachas? Ve'heichan Eimrov L'Kedushas Hayom. The fourth Brach of Shemoneh Esrei on Rosh Hashanah, Kedushas Hayom, describing the Kedusha of that day. Where is it said? Fourth Brach, fifth Brach, what's the order? Of Machlekes. Tan, Rabbi Eimer, Ima Malchus Eimra. It is said together with Malchus at slot number 4. We have Avos, Gvurois, Kedushas HaShem. Then we have Malchus together with Kedushas Hayom. How does Rabbi know that Kedushas Hayom is meant to be set together with Malchus in slot number 4? Very pashut. Mamot Sinu Machal Mokim Ravis. Just as typically on Shabbos and Yontif, we have a total of 7 brachos. Where is Kedushas Hayom? After the first set of 3. Of its first Kedushas Hashem, then comes number 4 Kedushas Hayom. Mamatzinim b'chol mokim revius, just as typically, it's number 4 Afkan revius. Over here as well, on Rosh Hashanah, it belongs in the number 4 slot, together with Malchus. So whose shita is this? If we want to relate back to the Mishnah, we had Rabbi Yechim Nuri and Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Yechim Nuri held Malchus is incorporated in the third bracha, Kedushas Hashem. So obviously Rabbi is not following Rabbi Yechim Nuri, because he just says that Malchus goes together with Kedushas Hayyim, which is number four. Rather, this is actually synonymous with Rabbi Kiva's shita, who said that Malchus is in slot number four together with Kedushas Hayyim. Okay, so Rabbi and Rabbi Kiva go together hand in hand. Here comes actually a third shita. So we have Rabbi Yechim and Nuri, that's one, who says Malchus is in slot number three together with Kedushas Hashem, without Kiya, right? We had Rabbi Yechim Nuri, and now we discovered, sorry, we had Rabbi Kiva, and we just discovered that Rabbi holds like that as well, which is that Malchus belongs in slot number four with Kedushas Hayyim, and according to Rabbi Kiva, there's going to be Tkiyas there, let's assume according to Rabbi as well. We have a third shita. Here comes. Rabbi Hashem Gamliel Aymer, Kedushas Hayyim is going to be in slot number five. Ima Zichroinis Imra. It goes together with Zichroinis. Why? Why number five? Mamotzinu. Just as we find elsewhere on Shabbos and Yontif. Bechal Mokim, Be'emtza. Typically, Kedushas Hayyim is in the middle. Smack in the middle of Yishmon Esrei. Right? On Shabbos, you only have seven brachas. So Kedushas Hayyim, that's the extra bracha right in the middle of three and three, number seven, yeah, number four. But it's in the middle of the set. Avkan Be'emtza, likewise on Rosh Hashanah. Kedushas Hayyim belongs right in the middle. Over here, you happen to have nine brachas in total. So what's the middle slot? Number five. Says Rosh Hashanah Gamliel, apparently Kedushas Hayyim occupies slot number five together with Zichronis. Okay, so let's stop for a second. Let's summarize the three shittas. Rabbi Yechim and Nuri himself holds that, okay, let's start with the first three, Aveis, Gvrois, and then Kedushas Hashem. Says Rabbi Yechim, Malchus is similar in fashion, similar in nature, the same topic as Kedushas Hashem, and it belongs together with it, without any tkiyas, because he wants to keep the tkiyas close to each other. In the next bracha, Kedushas Hayyim, we have tkiyas, followed by Zechronis with tkiyas, and followed by Shofars with tkiyas as well. So two chidushim. Number one, Malchus goes back to Kedushas Hashem, bracha number three. Number two, there are no tkiyas by Malchus. According to Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi, we begin Aveis Gvurois Kedushas Hashem. Then bracha number four is a combined Kedushas Hayyim, as Rabbi says, you know, Kedushas Hayyim is always number four. So just as by Shabbos and Yantiv is number four, here as well, it should be number four, combined with Malchus. Then concluded with Tkiya, Zichronis Tkiya, Shofars Tkiya. Third shita, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, so it's Avos, Gvurois, Kedushas Hashem, and then a separate bracha of Malchus with Tkiyas. Then he moves Kedushas Hayyim over to slot number five, Zichronis, which concludes with Tkiyas, and Shofars, which conclude with Tkiyas. Continues the Gemara. Okay, shekitchu beznes hashana b'usha. Whether mekadesh the shana, meaning the mekadesh the chodesh Rosh Hashanah, in the town of Usha, where the bezden was, yorad Rabbi Yochanan and Breuker lefnei Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. So Rabbi Yochanan Breuker was the shliach tzibur. He went down. He used to go down to the Rashi says a makim namach, a bit lower than the rest of the shul, makim korsicha Hashem to call out from the depths. So that's why we always find, by the way, in Chazal, Shliach Tzibur is described as being Yoyred Lifnei HaTeva, going down, descending in front of the Teva, in front of the Ark, or the Bima, upon which they daven. So it was downhill to get there. So he davened as a Shliach Tzibur Lifnei Rav Shimon Gamliel. And how did he arrange the brachis? V'asa k'Rab Yechim ben Nuri. And he followed Rab Yechim ben Nuri's shita, which is, number one, Malchus was joined with Kedushas Hashem in bracha number three. Number two, there were no tkiyas. Amalei Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. So Shimon Gamliel protested. He says, Lo yehayu noyhagen kein b'yavne. When my father was in Yavne with the Sanhedrin, they didn't arrange the brachas the way you did. Okay, so Liam Hashani, the next day, Yoreh B'chanina, B'noi Shabisek Lili. So now it was Rabbi Chanina's turn to be the Shliach Tzibah, V'asuk Rabbi Kiva. And he followed Rabbi Kiva's lead, which is that you have Tkiyos by Malchus, because according to him, Malchus were inserted in Bracha number 4, B'kdushas Hayyim, together with Tkiyos. Oh, so he changed the system twofold. Number one, he pushed Malchus to the next bracha, bracha number 4, Kedushas Hayyim, like a Rekiva. Number 2, concluded with Kiyas. Omar, Rav Shem Gamliel, oh, bravo, that's the way you meant to do it. Kach hayu noigen b'yavna, that's exactly how they did it in Yavna, when my father was around. So he approved of this arrangement. Says Zigma, what do you mean? Rav Shem Gamliel? Doesn't he hold that Kedushas Hayyim is meant to be in bracha number 5, right? That was a shita. So the fact that this chazan followed Rabbi Akiva and did Kedushas Hayyim in bracha number 4, that's not like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Why do you like it? Says more lemeimah that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Rabbi Akiva severely. Do you mean that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds like Rabbi Akiva that Kedushas Hayyim is meant to be bracha number 4 together with Malchus? Va'om or Rabbi Akiva, Malchus and Kedushas Hayyim. Didn't Rabbi Akiva say that Malchus goes together with Kedushas Hayyim, which basically means bracha number 4, and Shimon Gamliel doesn't hold that way. He holds that Kedushas Hayyim is in bracha number 5. Va'om Rabbi Akiva, again, Malchus and Kedushas Hayyim, Amalu. He holds that Malchus goes together with Kedushas Hayyim. Whereas Shimon Gamliel holds that Kedushas Hayyim doesn't go together with Malchus. It goes into the next bracha with Zichron, it's number 5. V'Shem Gamliel Omer, Kedushas Hayyim ima Zichron is amalu. He holds that Kedushas Hayyim belongs in bracha number 5 with Zichron is. So why did he approve what this chazan was doing? Amar Rav Zeira. No, he wasn't approving of the fact that Kedushas Hayyim was in slot number 4 instead of number 5. He was approving one aspect of what happened. He was approving of the fact that there was Tkiyos by Malchus. Amar Abzeir, Loima Shatoikin LaMalchus. What he meant to say is, I agree with the fact that you made Tkiyos by Malchus. You see, there were two separate issues here. One is, where do we say Kedushas Hayyim? Slot number 4, that's Rabbi Akiva, or slot number 5, that's Shimon Gamliel? And number 2 is another question. Does Malchus get Tkiyos? According to Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri, Malchus had no Tkiyos. It was included back in bracha number 3 without Tkiyos. Whereas according to Rabbi Akiva, Malchus gets Tkiyos. And that's what Shimon Gamliel was happy about, that there was Tkiyos by Malchus. He wasn't addressing the other aspect, the number, the slot. On that, he still disagreed. Rabbi Akiva held that Kedushas Hayyim was in slot number 4, but Shimon Gamliel was in slot number 5. But at least he did Tkiyah by Malchus. So on the first day, the Chazan followed Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri's shita. He pushed Malchus back to Kedushas Hashem, and he had no Tkiyahs by Malchus that he didn't like. Shimon Gamliel says, no, you're not meant to do that. The next day, they switched it a bit. One aspect was changed. That what? That Malchus was inserted in bracha number 4 with Kedushas Hayyim, and there was Tkiyahs, at least that much he had. Although he himself, Shimon Gamliel personally held that Kedushas Hayyim doesn't belong there. It belongs in bracha number 5 with Zichronis. But at least that much. There were Tkiyahs by Malchus that year. Now let's just go back. What happened? There was davening on the first day, and then the second day, Liam Hasheni Yoreh Rabbi Chanina. My Sheni, what do you mean the second day? Ilam Yom Tov Sheni. There was another day to Rosh Hashanah. Lememer Debrul El. You mean to say that that year they added a day to El, so they had one day Rosh Hashanah, and then they made another day Rosh Hashanah? Va'amar b'chanina rakana. That never happens. In Moise Ezra ba'eloch, aside from during Ezra's time when they did extend the El by a day, but past that time, l'matzinu El ma'uber. It never happens that El is going to be an extended month. And they had no reason to. The Bezdin over there had no reason to extend the El. That's not something that they do. So what do you mean? The first day of Rosh Hashanah, second day of Rosh Hashanah. Om Rav Chizda my Sheni. You know what Sheni means? L'yem Sheni L'shana Abba means next year, next time around. So of course the Rosh Hashanah was only one day, day 30 of El. This was when they had the Kiddush HaChodesh based on the Bezdin. So they established that as Rosh Hashanah. That's it, one day. The next year round, there was another chance to get up and daven again, and this time he corrected. He did the tkiyas with the malchus, and Shem Gamliel voiced his approval. Okay, so let's just summarize again. We have three shitas here regarding the arrangement of the brachos and the tkiyas. So all agree, the Shemoneh Esrei begins with Aves Gvurois and Kedushas Hashem, concludes with Avoda Hoidah and Birchas Kohenim. What about the order of the brachos in the middle, and regarding the tkiyas? According to Rabbi Yechman Nuri, the Pesukim of Malchus get attached to Kedushas Hashem without any tkiyas. Then we have Kedushas Hayayim, Zichronis and Shefes with tkiyas by each one of those brachas. According to Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi, they disagree on two accounts. Firstly, Malchus doesn't belong back in Kedushas Hashem, rather it goes into Kedushas Hayayim, and it gets tkiyas. According to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, he agrees that Malchus gets tkiyas, but he holds that Malchus gets its own bracha, followed by the combined Kedushas Hayim with Zichronis, because he holds that Kedushas Hayim is meant to be bracha number 5, smack in the middle of Yishmoneh Esrei of 9 brachas, just like elsewhere. And Shabbos V'yam to Kedushas Hayim is smack in the middle, so it's meant to occupy slot number 5 together with Zichronis, and gets tkiyas, followed by Shefres with another set of tkiyas. Continues the Mishnah, Ein poich sin ma'asora Malchus. When I'm meant to do less than 10 psukim of Malchus, Masar Zechroinus, less than 10 psukim of Zechroinus, Masar Shefers, or 10 psukim of Shefers. So a minimum of 10 psukim describing each concept. I saw from the Sefer Ikrim, Malchus relates to Hashem's existence. Zechroinus, to Hashem's paying attention, Hashem's awareness to what's going on, the concept of Ashkocha Protis, and Shefers relates to the Torah, the highest form of connection between human and Hashem. So all three things are mentioned on Rosh Hashanah. And we have psukim describing all these things, at least three psukim relating to each topic. That's the Tanakhama. You know what? If you only did three psukim for each concept, these yates. Hani asara malchi is connected me. The number 10. What does it correspond to? Amar Rebbe connected asara hilulim. She'amar David b'sefer Tehillim corresponds to the 10 lishonos of praise, of halal that we find in Tehillim. Hilulim, expressions of praise, tu v'havu, many more than 10. Hanach t'chsibu, halalu b'sefer shefer. We're referring to the mentionings of halal that we find in that chapter, which mentions b'sefer shefer, which is the capital that we say in Pesuk de Zimra, Halukel Bekotche, which is Kufnun. So in that parak we find 10 mentionings of Halal. That relates to you, Rosh Hashanah, Shefar. Rav Yosef Amar, Kneged Aseres HaDibros. Number 10 corresponds to the Aseres HaDibros. Shenemar Lo Moshe B'Sinai. Rav Yechon Amar, Kneged Asora Ma'amoros. Number 10 describes and relates to the 10 utterances. Shebehen Nivra Olam, which were used to create the world. Hainina, what are these 10? We assume the word Vayomer. Vayomer at the Bereishis. Every time we have Vayomer in the beginning of Bereishis, that describes a Bria. Hashem creates the world by expressing His will. Well, Tes Havu. Take a look. We only find 9 mentionings of Vayomer. Bereishis Nami Mamaru. The word Bereishis, Bereishis Velakim, is also a Mamar because it describes the existence of the Shemayim. And we know the Shemaim didn't just happen. Shemaim created by the word of Hashem. So Bereshis Bar Elokim Asher Shemayim represents another utterance, another expression, for a total of 10. According to Tanakama, you need 10 psukim for each concept. Rabbi Yechim Nuri Aymer, Imamer Sholosh Sholosh Mekulin Yatsi. If it's just 3 of each, you Yatsi. Iboilu Bnei Yeshiva wanted to know what he means. What did he mean when he said Sholosh Sholosh Mekulin? Hechi Tani, what did he mean? Sholosh Mina Torah, Sholosh Mina Nevi'im, Sholosh Mina Ksuvim, Davo Teisha. Did he mean you need at least 3 of Torah, 3 psukim of Nevi'im, 3 of Ksuvim for a total of 9? So you're just downgrading it by 1. Instead of 10 for Malchus, 9 is enough. So Sholosh Sholosh Mekulin means 3 from Torah, 3 from Nevi'im, 3 from Ksuvim for a total of 9. V'ikir b'na yuchada. And the difference between him and Tanakam is just 1. Instead of 10, it's 9. Oedumo, perhaps, he was very makel. When he said Sholosh Mekulin, he meant a total of 3 of all, from all sources. Echad b'na Torah, v'echad b'na Nevi'im, v'echad b'na Ksuvim. All you need is 3 total, 1 from Torah, Nevi'im, and Ksuvim, 1 each. To have in Sholosh, for a total of 3. So Malchus only needs 3 psukim in total. V'ikir b'nai tuva, there's a big difference between Tanakamo says 10 and he says 3. So which way is it? Is it Sholosh Sholosh Mekulin? So Mekulin means that Malchus only needs 3. We'll have 3 psukim, 1 from Torah, 1 from Nevi'im, and Ksuvim. Or is Mekulin referring to the Torah, Nevi'im, and Ksuvim? You need Sholosh Mekulin, 3 from each one of these categories. 3 from Torah, 3 from Nevi'im, 3 from Ksuvim, 4 Malchus, for a total of 9. So bottom line is, does Malchus need 9 or 3? Tashma, listen to this right, the sign, ain't Pechsen Masor Malchus. Masor is a chrenes, Masor is shayfis. Meant to have no less than 10 of each. Remember, Sheva Mekulin Yatsa, but you have it, 7 is okay. As opposed to our Tanakamo insists on 10. So this is another shita, but the Eved 7 is okay. Why? Keneged Shiva Rakim. It has special significance. Number 7 corresponds to the 7 heavens. Here comes Rabbi Yechem Nuri Amar, HaPoiches Leifches Mishava. The least you meant to have is 7. But Vim Amar Sholosh Mekulin Yatsa. If you have only 3 of all, you're Yatsa. Why? Keneged Torah Nevi'im Ksuvim. 3 is also an important number. Tanakh, Torah Nevi'im Ksuvim. Some say connected Kohanim Levim Yisraelim, 3 sections of Klal Yisrael. So 3 has a value, and therefore, but the Eved 3 is enough. It's pretty clear that when he gives numbers, he's referring to the number that Malchus needs, right? Because he says Lachatchil shouldn't have less than 7, but the Eved 3 is enough. Now he's trying to go down, right? Trying to be makel. Now, if he means to say that you need at least 7 from Torah, 7 from Nevi'im, 7 from Ksuvim, for each one of these topics, Malchus, Zechronis, and Shofars, so you went up. So you need 21 for Malchus, 21 for Zechronis, and it doesn't sound like it. It sounds like he's trying to make it easier, make it be makel. And that makes it clear that when he says 7 or 3, he means in total. That Malchus only needs 7. Zechronis only 7. Shofar 7. But the Eved, even 3. Psukim for Malchus, 3 for Zechronis, 3 for Shofar is enough. Amar Rav Huna Amar Shmuel, Halacha, Rabbi Yechem Nuri. So, conclusion, we have Tanakamo, who insists on 10. 10 Psukim for each one of these topics. For Malchus, Zechronis, and Shofar corresponds to Eser Hilulim, that we find in that Perek of Tehillim, the Eser Adibrois. Or the Asura Ma'amaris. Whereas according to the Tanan the Brisa, but the Eved 7 is okay. Keneged Sheva Rukim. And we have Bechem Menuri, who says 3 psukim per category, per Malchi, Sechonis and Shofars, can also suffice. Continues the Mishnah. Ein Maskirin, and there's a Gersa which switches them, Malchi, Sechonis and Shofars, Shalpuranis. We don't make any mention of psukim relating to Malchus, Zechronis, and Shofars, which are negative descriptions in the Yanam of Klolo, or of punishment. Now, what is the order of the Psukim? Maschal b'Torah, it begins with Psukim of Torah, that's the top of the list. U'mashlam b'Navi concludes with Navi. So he does Torah, Ksuvim, and then Nevi'im. Tezis asks, what do you mean? Typically, it's Torah, Nevi'im, and Ksuvim, he says, because the Psukim over here are going to be from Tehillim, Mishnah, and Iyev, which are Kaidim, which were predated. They come before the Nevi'im. That's why it's meant to be done in this order. Torah, Ksuvim, and Nevi'im. Rabbi Yossi Omer, and Mihishlam, and Torah, Yatzah, if he concluded with a Pasuk of Torah, as Pasuk number 10, Yatzah, he's Yatzah. The Gemara says, actually, that's the best, and that's actually how we do it today. Three Pasukim from Torah, three Pasukim of Ksuvim, three Pasukim of Nevi'im, conclude with a 10th Pasuk of Torah. So we mentioned that we don't recite Pasukim that have negative connotation. The Gemara will give us some examples. Malchus. What do we have a pasuk of Malchus in this regard? Kegoin chayoninu Hashem, elakim emloy biyot chazoko, bezorin etuya, b'chim eshvuch emlech aleichem. Hashem is swearing that he's going to be melech on us with an iron fist, and although it's a lashon of melucha, but it's in a negative context. Va'af agav, the Amar of Nachman, even though Nachman says, anything, just bring us back home, kol ha'kiyai rischa. All that anger, Hashem should express against on us, at least to let him just bring us back, redeem us from Golas. So according to Rav Nachman, it's something positive. Still says the Gemara, it's not good for Rosh Hashanah. Even the Brischa Amr, since it was expressed in anger, at Kuri Rischa, Breishata, mentioning anger, Rosh Hashanah, at Kirinan, we don't want. We want to evoke goodwill, and not make any reference to anything negative. What's an example of a zichroines in a negative context? Zikoron kigoin vayiskor kibasar hema ruach hoylich v'layoshev. What about shofar kigoin tiku b'shofar b'giva, which describes something negative? Avalim b'loy mar malchus zikoron v'shofar shel peronis shloib d'kichavim oimer. What if he's going to make mention in these psukim of something negative, a punishment towards the goyim? That's okay. An example, Malchus, Kigoyin Hashem Malach Yigrizu Amim. Kigoyin Hashem Malach Eilam Void, of the Goyim Me'artzim. Zikaron, what's an example of Zikaron in this context? Kigoyin Zichir Hashem Me'adoim. Look what they did, remember what they did to us when they sent us into Golos. What about an example of Shofar in this context? Kigoyin Hashem Malachim Hashem Yizka. V'alach Basaris Teiman. Ksiv Hashem Tzvaka Yizyogan Alei. Continues the Gemara. Emas kiren zikaron shel yachid vafilu teiva. The pasuk of Malchus, zikaronis and shofaris, relates to something communal. If you have a zikaron relating to an individual, even if it's in a positive context, we don't mention that in Rosh Hashanah. It doesn't count for the pasuk. Kigoyin zechreini Hashem b'ritzayin amecha. It's personal. Kigoyin zachar le'elakayla teiva. It has to be something which relates to the community, to Klal Yisrael as a whole. Now, pikdoinus. Let's say we don't have the actual word zicharon in the pasuk, just pikadam, which is very similar, remembrance. Harihen kibuk zicharonis, it counts as zicharonis. Kigoin, Hashem pakad asora, Hashem remembered Sora. We had this earlier in the Masechta, on Rosh Hashanah. Her zicharon came up l'teva to Hashem, so that she can give birth that year. Even though it was a lashon pakad, it counts as zicharon. Kigoin pakad pakati esra. Tiver Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi no, Einon kezichroines. Zikaron is zikaron. Pekida doesn't work. Asks the Gemara, Rabbi Yosi, Nehi Nami, the pekdoines harein kezichroines. Quite Rabbi Yosi, understand. A pekdoines can count as a chroines, but that pasuk that he mentioned, Hashem pakad asara, who is it speaking about? An individual, Sara, pekada diyachid. And we just said that in either case, zikaron has to make reference to a rabbi. Answers the Gemara, Kivin the Asur Rabim Mina, since that Pikadin facilitated Kal Yisrael, a Rabim, right? That Zikaron brought about her son, which who bore Kal Yisrael, Kirabim Damya, that has the value of Zikaron the Rab. The Gemara will bring a list of five machlokes between Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yehuda on this topic of Malchus, Zichronis, and Shofaris. So we had one. Is Pikadin going to be considered like Zikaron? Rabbi Yosi, yes. Rabbi Yehuda, no. Next. Su'ushar Mersheichem. The Pasuk says, Su'ushar Mersheichem, v'inosu Pesheilam, v'yavi Melech HaKavit. So you have one mentioning of Melech. Then the Pesukim continue. Mi zeh Melech HaKavit, Hashem izu zegibar, Hashem gibar mochamo. Right? And we have, further down, Pesukim as follows. Su'ushar Mersheichem, Usu pischei olam v'yavi melech hakavod miuzah melech hakavod Hashem tzvakos hu melech hakavod tzel. So we have the first two pesukim Sushar Noshechem until the next mentioning of Susharim. So over there we have a total of two Psukim. And then we have the next set, beginning with Susharim Noshechem. That's another two Psukim till the end. Rishona, the first set of two Psukim, contains Shnaim, two mentionings of Melech. Right? You have a Melech HaKavit, and Miuzah Melech HaKavit. Shnia, the second set of Psukim, Shalish mentions Hashem three times as a Melech. Right? You have a Melech HaKavit, Miuzah Melech HaKavit. Hashem Tzvakos, Melech HaKavit Tzel. Tivir B'yasi. So in this conglomerate of Psukim, we have a total of five mentionings of Malchus. Rabbi Da'im, no. It doesn't count as five. You only have a total of three, because according to him, the words Mi Hu Zeh Melech HaKavod don't count. It's a question mark. Who is... That doesn't go on the list. Rabbi Da'im, Rishoyna Achas, in the first set of two Psukim, we only have one mentioning of Melech. Sushal Mosheichem, Finosu Pesachoylem, Vyavim Melech HaKavod. That's one. Shnio Shtayim, the second set of Psukim, we have two. Right? We have Sushan Rashechem, Usu Bischoilem, Yav Melech HaKavod, that's one. Miuzem Melech HaKavod doesn't count. Hashem Tzvakos, Hu Melech HaKavod Tzelos, we have two. So, this is the second Machlokes. Between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosi, Miuzem Melech HaKavod. According to Rabbi Yosi, that counts. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it doesn't count. Next. Zamru Lekim Zameru. Zamru Lemalkenu Zameru. Ki Melech Kala Oretz Elokim. This counts for two. Shtayim, the Rabbi Yosi. Right? Zamru Lemalkenu and Ki Melech Kala Oretz. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Achas. Zamru Lemalkenu refers only to Klal Yisrael. Therefore, it doesn't count for Malchus and Rosh Hashanah, where we describe Hashem's Malchus, which encompasses the entire world. So there's another Machlokes. Malkenu, is it Melech or not? Rabbi Yosi says yes, Rabbi Yosi says no. V'shavah, now all agree in the next pasuk, which says, V'mar lach elokim al goyim. Elokim yoshev al kisei kachoy, shi achas. Even though we have Melech elokim, we have yoshev al kisei kachoy, only counts as one, because al kisei kachoy is not a loshen of malchus. So that everybody agrees to. Next machlokes. Zikaron sheyesh v'itru. Not so we have a pasuk which mentions Zikaron and also Trua. Kigoyin, for instance, Shabbos and Zichron Trua, Mikro Kodesh. So that pasuk can be used both ways. Oim Ra'im HaZichronis. It can be used for the Zichronis, because it says Zichron Trua. Ra'im HaShafers. And can be used for Shafer as well, because Trua denotes blowing the Shafer. Divrei Rabbi Yosi, we don't even know. Eino Oim Ra'im Elam HaZichronis Bolvad. It only counts for Zichronis, because Lashon Trua is not a Lashon of Shafer. You need to have the description of the shofar itself, the horn itself. Otherwise, it doesn't count for shofars. That's another machlekes. Another example of this machlekes would be Malchus Sheishim Atrua, a pasuk which mentions Hashem Malchus, and also Trua, Kigoyin Hashem Elokav Imoy, Usruas Melech Poi. So we have Trua, we have Melech. So once again, it has a double identity. Oyim Ra'im Al Malchus can count for Malchus, because it says Truas Melech, Vayim Al Shofarois, and also for Shofarois, Divrei Rabbi Yosi. Once again, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Eino Imra, Elo HaMalchus Bilvad. Only counts for Malchus because Trua is not Shefer. What about Trua, She'enima Loiklum? We have a pasuk that just refers to Trua without anything else. Kigon Yom Trua Yelachem. Imra, Mashefaris. The Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda, counts for Shefer's. Trua is synonymous with Shefer. Once again, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no, Eino Imra Kol Iker doesn't count at all because you don't have Malchus, no Zechroinus. Nor do you have the word Shofar. Continues the Gemara. Maschal b'Torah u'mashlam b'Navi. So the order is Torah first, concluding with Navi. Rabbi Yosi Omer, imhishlam b'Torah yotzeh. If you conclude with a pasuk of Torah, that's great. He's yotzeh. Sounds like only b'di'evet. Yotzeh. Imhishlam, if he concluded with Torah, that's okay. The Eved in. It sounds like it's after the fact that works. L'chatchilah, but preferably don't do that. Really, b'Tanya. Rabbi Yosi Omer, ha'mashlam b'Torah hazer meshubach. Concluding with a pasuk of Torah, wrap things up with Torah, that's great. That's the best. So why is it only b'di'evet in our Mishnah? Eimam, reword the Mishnah. Mashlam. You meant to l'chatchil conclude with Torah. What do you mean? Va'ishlam, va'im ishlam ketani. Mishnah says im ishlam, which sounds like d'evet in, only after the fact, l'chatchil loy, but preferably you shouldn't do that. Hachi gama, he meant like this. Mishnah says maschal b'Torah, u'mashlam b'navi. Right? That's a Tanakam. Rabbi Yosi responds, Rabbi Yosi Omer, Mashlam b'Torah. No, he meant to conclude with Torah, as the Chatechila. V'mishlam b'navi yatsa. But the evidence of he was mashlam b'navi, it also works. But the Chatechila, he meant to conclude with Torah, and Tosef says, the Vasikin, the ones that are meticulous and makvid, as we are today, we conclude our list with Torah. Tanya mihochi, right, we have a support in a braisa as well, Amar Blazer b'yasev, Vasikin, hoi mashlim b'naisa b'Torah. Right, the meticulous ones would conclude the list with Torah. Now, how many psukim do we have in the Torah that can qualify for Malchus, Achronis, and Shefers? Bishlam is Achronis, and Shefers, and Ketuvah. If you're looking for psukim describing as Achronis and Shefers in the Torah, you have many, many choices. Elo Malchus, but when it comes to Malchus, Tlas with the Havyan, you only have three. And according to what we just said, you need four. You need three psukim to start with, but then another one at the end, a total of four. You don't find more than three in the Torah. You have Hashem Elokav Imoy Truas Melech Boy, that's one. You have Hashem Vayi B'Shur Melech, that's two. Hashem Yimlech Leil Moed, that's three. V'anan Be'inan Eser V'Lech, we need 10 in total. We need another one from Torah to complete number 10. V'Lech, we don't have. Amar Avunat Hashma, listen to this. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokein, Hashem Echad, Malchus. Div Rabbi Yasi. Who's the one that says he meant to conclude with another pasuk of Torah? It's Rabbi Yasi. He himself says, Shema Yisrael, accepting upon Hashem, Hashem's Malchus. That's the greatest Malchus you find. That counts as Malchus. So you have number four. Rabbi Doim in a Malchus. He disagrees. Unless it actually verbalizes the word Melch, Malchus doesn't count. Next Machlokes, a similar Machlokes. V'yodat ha'yayim ha'shivoyse levecha. Keep yourself mindful. Pay attention. Hashem hu alekim einin mubad. Hashem is the only source of existence. There's nothing else other than Him. Malchus, Divrei Rabbi Yosi. According to Rabbi Yosi, this counts as Malchus. Rabbi Daim ain't a Malchus. Once again, because we don't have the word Melech. The third Machlokes pertains to the Pasuk, Ata Reis Ladas. Hashem hu alekim einin mubad. Hashem is the source of all powers. The sole source. There's no competing power. This counts as Malchus. Div Rabbi Yosi, we don't mean a Malchus because there's no actual Malchus in the Pasuk. So that answers our question. We're looking for another Pasuk of Malchus in the Torah to fit Rabbi Yosi that we're meant to conclude our 10 with Malchus. Here we go, we have a choice of another three Pesukim, which according to Rabbi Yosi, are considered Malchus. So, how many Pesukim we're meant to say in each category of Malchus, Tuchanis, and Shefers? We have a sheet that says 10. A sheet that says B'dievet 7, a sheet that says B'dievet 3. Now, it needs to be L'toiva, only something which is reference good things. It has to be something which is communal, not something which pertains only to a Yachid. We found a total of six machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosi. Does Pekodin count as a Koran? Yes or no. Mize Melech HaKovet, does that count as Melech? Yes or no. Malkeinu, Hashem is our Melech. Does that count? Yes or no? The word Trua, does that count as Shofar? And then we had Shema Yisrael, and Hashem Elokim, according to Yosi, counts as Malchus, but not according to Yehuda. Says the Mishnah, when do we blow the Shofar on Rosh Hashanah? Together with Shacharis, or together with Musaf? Ha'ivir of Ne'ateva Yom Tov Rosh Hashanah. One who was a Shteach Tzibur on Rosh Hashanah, Hasheni Matkia, the afternoon chazan, davening Musaf, he's the one that blows a shofar. The Gemara will explain the reason for this. B'shasa halal. When you have a Yom Tov that has halal, when is halal said? Harishon makris halal. The first one, the one that says shacharis, includes halal as well. Ma'ishno sheni matkia. Why do you say the one that davens Musaf will blow the shofar? Mishum debroi v'amadris melech. The more people there are, the greater the cover to Hashem. And in the afternoon, by the time Musaf comes around, the shul is full. That's the best time. Is that the reason? If that's the case, halal nami, name of Masheni. On an ordinary yantav, we have halal, say it in the afternoon, say it with the Musaf. When everybody shows up, Mishum debroiva madras melech. Ella, rather, maishna halal debrishin. Why do you insist on saying halal in the morning with shachars? Mishum this reason, magdim ala mitzvahs. Meant to hurry up to do a mitzvah. No, tkiya nam here as well by tkiya. Navad berishon. The Baal Shachris should do it. Mishum this reason, makdim la mitzvah. Meant to advance mitzvah as early as possible. So why do you delay till Musaf? Oh, Rabbi Yochanan, v'shas gzeres hamachos shanu. This halacha was enacted when there was a decree, gzeres hamachos, didn't allow them to blow the shofar, and they were standing by and ambushing and listening to hear what is going to be at Kiyas Shofar, and they waited and waited until the afternoon, and they finally left. So they were masakin to do tkiyas connected to Musaf, and Taisa says, even though today there's no gzeres hamachos, there's always a concern that perhaps Chas v'Shalom will revert back to that situation, so we keep it that way. Tkiyas go together with Musaf. Now, the Mishnah spoke about on a Yom Tov which has halal, we have halal in the morning. Midigamar, the fact that the Mishnah says bishas halal, when there is a halal, we do halal in the morning. What does that sound like? Michlal de Rosh Hashanah, like a halal. Apparently, Rosh Hashanah there is no halal. My time. Why is there no halal in Rosh Hashanah? Why is it different than a regular Yom Tov? Omer Mavo, you know why? Omer Malach Hashoros. That's the same question that the Malachim asked. Omer Malach Hashoros, Fenagadish Baruch Hu, Ribbon Yisraelim. Why don't Yisrael sing before you? I'm Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Amalem Hashem responds, I understand where they're coming from. Efshar Melech Yoishiv Al Kisei Din. Is it possible that the king is sitting on the Kisei, the throne of Din, of Mishpat? V'sifrei Chayim, V'sifrei Mesim, Psuchim Lafanav. He has the books of life and death open before him. Their life is hanging on a thread. V'Yisrael Amim Shira. Is that a time for them to say Shira? It's a time to daven, to tshuva, to run to Hashem for protection, as the Rambam says. It's not a time to sit down and express ourselves with song and praise. It's just a different mode of avodah. So that's when Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, we have no halal. Continues the Mishnah. Shevush Rosh Hashanah. Ein mavirun olves ha-tchum. You're not meant to go out of the tchum to go listen to the shofar. You're not meant to even do an issa d'rabbanon to mekayim the mitzvah. Ve'im yifakon olves ha-gal. You can't move away a pile of rubble to get to the shofar. Lo yelim be'ilim, can't climb a tree to get to the shofar. V'lo yirech nagav be'ema, nor ride an animal. V'lo yishad na pnei ha'mayim, nor swim. V'ein choytchen oisai, nor can you adjust, can you trim the shofar, v'ein b'davar shu m'shem shvus, whether using an impoverished tool, which is only issa d'rabbanon, u'bein b'davar shu m'shem loisai, or using a proper tool, which is a m'lacha d'rais. Avol imrotz alitin l'soichai mayim o'yayin, itin, if he wants to clean it up, rinse it out with a little water or wine to clear up the sound, that's okay. That's not a malach. We don't hold back the children. If they blow, if they want to blow the shofar on Rosh Hashanah, actually, we encourage them so that they learn how to blow the shofar. One who's just preoccupied, just playing around with the shofar, and he happens to emit a sound without any intention to blow, well, yotze, he's not yotze the mitzvah. Likewise, if somebody happens to listen to this fellow who's just playing with the shofar, well, Yotza, he's not Yotza as well. Asks the Gemara, why can't you do an Isser to do the mitzvah of Tkiyas Shofar? My time. What's wrong with doing an Isser to be Mekayim the mitzvah? Answer is, shofar asehu. Blowing the shofar is mitzvah aseh. As opposed to Yomtiv, the Yomtiv aseh v'lois aseh. Contains an aseh to refrain from malacha and also lois aseh. Don't do malacha. Ve'ein asei, doiche. The mitzvah shofar, which is merely an asei, can't push away es lois asei ve'asei. Yom Tov, which contains a lois asei and asei. An asei can medeiche lois asei. Ramban says, love is greater than fear. Asei is greater than lois asei, but an asei can't go against asei and a lois asei. So just as you can't negate isur deraisa, and Farshim say, even isur derabbanon was established in the same manner as isur deraisa, and just as you can't override isur deraisa of Yom Tov, shofar won't even override Yisurim Derabbanan, as we mentioned now, Mishnah. What are the Yisurim Derabbanan? Lo yelim be'ilan, don't climb a tree. You might rip off a branch. V'lo yirech v'nagav be'hem, you don't ride an animal, because you might rip off a branch to lead the animal. Now, hashta Derabbanan amr slay. In the first examples in the Mishnah, it was merely Derabbanan. They can't lead to Issa Deraisa, going past the Tchum. That's just a plain Issa Derabbanan. Still, we say, Amr Slo, you can't do it for the sake of Shofar. Do you rise him, boy? You need to speak about a case where he's climbing a tree, which might lead to Issa the rise and pulling off a branch. Of course, that's us. That's even worse. So why do we mention it? You're right. Zu, vein tzarech loy mazuk tani. Mishnah begins with a simple case. You can't lay the tchum, etc., which are merely Yisurim Derabbanan, and certainly don't ride an animal, which can lead to an actual Issa the rise. So in summation, we learned about the brachis of Rosh Hashanah. We had the Shemoneh Esrei begins with Avos, Gvurois, to Kedushas Hashem. We have Rechem Nuri who says Malchus goes together with Kedushas Hashem. The Tkiyas only begin in the next bracha, Kedushas HaYom. Rabbi Akiva and Rebbe hold Kedushas HaYom is actually a number 4 together with Malchus and has Tkiyas. Shimon Gamliel says Malchus has Tkiyas, but Malchus is number 4. Kedushas HaYom is number 5 together with Zechronis. How many psukim do we say when it comes to Malchus, Zechronis, and Shofars? Tanakama says 10. Tana the Brisa says 7 is a Bidyevet. And Rabbi Yechem Nuri says 3 per category. And the Gemara Paskins like Rabbi Yechem and Nuri. We discussed that these psukim have to make positive mentionings, nothing negative on Rosh Hashanah. It has to pertain to a Rabbim. We had 6 discussions between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda. And we said that the Hallel is said together with the Shachris, but not Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Shofar, because of the Shas Gzera, was associated with Musaf, and Mitzvah Shofar is not Doicha Yom Tov, whether Mitzvah D'Oraisa or Isur D'Rabbanan. All the best to you and much Hatzlacha.